Welcome to The Upfront Investor with Dale Gillam, Chief Analyst at Wealth Within and author of the book How to Beat the Managed Funds by 20%. I'm Maureen Clifford. Dale, welcome.
Yeah, welcome, Maureen. It's good to see you again.
And you. Now, today we want to talk about the road to becoming a full-time trader. Now, Dale, you've been trading and investing for more than 13 years. What made you want to take the step towards that?
Really interesting question, though, and it's sort of... I'm a control freak. It's probably the easiest way to say it. I was having worked in the banking industry for many years and seeing what the institutions do with your money and how much money they make out of it and how much little they give you. I've always thought, well, geez, I could do better myself. Even if I made a few mistakes, I could still do better myself. And so that's really it's driven me for the last 20 years. Is looking after my own investments, because I think if the bank gives me 3%, I can probably double that.
Well, that's a very good point. But what's the minimum amount of time that it took you to really get the knowledge to trade full time?
Learning to trade and being an investor are two separate things. I think as far as just investing, people don't need a huge amount of knowledge, but they still need knowledge. Being a full time trader is. I suppose I should qualify what a full-time trader is. Full-time is more of an oxymoron to me. I would never trade full-time because 40 hours a week trading is something that you don't need to do. Trading, to me, is something I do a few hours a day max.
Yeah. Right, and that's trading with your own money unless you're trading with other people's money.
I mean, I also do run other people's portfolios because I've got plenty of time to do that, because running my own portfolio doesn't take a lot of time. So trading full-time is, to me, earning my living from trading. Is a different connotation. If you spent 1 hour a week earning a living from trading, well, you're still a full-time trader, as opposed to somebody spending 40 to 60 hours a week doing it as well.
Right. So what sort of things do people need to consider to spend either that 1 hour a week plus trading?
With the what considerations they need to do is obviously trading is to me a 2 to 5 year experience, learning how to become a full-time trader. And I've never met anybody that shortcutted it. We find a lot of people try. They get a bit of a tech boom, as we had a few years ago. A few people made some money over 3 or 4 months and more money than they made in the year before, and they automatically think they're a trader. Then the market changes and it teaches them a lesson. So it does take 2 to 5 years of learning and studying and doing workshops and courses, possibly reading a few books and applying your knowledge, because it's not just getting the knowledge, it's applying it. It's sort of like an apprenticeship.
Right, so anyone who's just made money in a bull market shouldn't necessarily think they know it all?
Oh, absolutely. It's amazing. I consistently talk to people who tell me they're traders, and I say, how long have you been trading? And they go, 6 months, 12 months. I say, we'll come back in a couple of years and we'll talk. And that's not meaning to sound arrogant in that, is unless you've been trading in all market conditions, to me, you're still not a trader. You've still got L plates on. So if you haven't been trading consistently successful for more than 2 years, you're still learning.
Yeah. So, what is the best way to learn?
Best way to learn is really to learn from a professional, for somebody who actually does what you want to do. I find people do read books and they try and get a good education out of that, but in the end of the day, they don't know how to apply what they're reading because, as I said just a minute ago, is trading, learning to trade is like doing an apprenticeship. When you go and do an apprenticeship for being a bricklayer or a carpenter, you do the TAFE college course, the theory of how to do something.
Yeah.
But it's not until you actually get on the work site, when you get Joe the plumber or Joe the carpenter or Jack the builder, that they actually teach you what to do and how to apply it, and with that experience. And trading successfully full-time is a combination of the correct knowledge and experience. If you don't have both, you'll never be consistently successful.
How do people know when they've got that level of knowledge and experience?
With level of knowledge and experience, it really gets down to the market's very, very good at telling you how good you are, because it's very real what you make and what you lose.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very good at keeping scorecards for you. So if you can't successfully trade and successfully keep your income coming through for 6 to 12 months and outside not touch your working wage, then you're not a trader. You won't be doing full-time trading. Because what happens is if you give up your job, straight away your psychology changes. And right now, if you don't have an income source outside of trading, every time you place a trade, you'll be thinking, if I lose this money, I can't afford to lose it. And so your whole psychology changes. So you need to be self-sufficient outside of your working environment a long way before you ever give up trading.
And that's presumably also knowing your own risk profile and that sort of thing.
You need to know your limitations. And I think it's a trait with men, not women, so that's fine. So the ladies can turn their ears off. But it's a trait with men that we always think we're better than what we are, and we're also always right, and we also have big egos. So we're never wrong. So it's about, especially for the guys, it's about realizing your own limitations, what you can and can't do. And really look at yourself from a very clinical view. It is a profession. It is your job then.
Do you find that more men than women are trading at the moment, in your experience?
It's always been the case. It's, in the early days when I was looking after people, it was more like 90% were men, and about 10% was very 10% women. Very few women. I mean, you know, in our live sessions, we'd have, 50 people in the session and 46 of them would be men and about 4 women. But now it's changing dramatically. I mean, in Sydney, it's nearly 50-50.
Right.
And in Melbourne now, it's around 30 to 40% women. There are a lot more ladies coming on board now.
Yeah, and they're just more opportunity for them, or they're more financial? Any obvious reasons?
In any household, the woman runs the money. It's as simple as that. And what we're finding now is a lot of ladies are not wanting to work full-time. They're getting sick of the working full time. They do want to have children and families, but they do want to have that flexibility. Trading gives you all of that. You can, if you don't want to have children, the lady can sit at home, trade, and be productive and contributing to the household financial, but still have the lifestyle that she wants to have and still be able to have coffee with the girls and do shopping or do what she wants to do or have her hobbies, but still be very productive in contributing to the household.
Right, so if perhaps a woman, or possibly a house husband, but a woman more likely is at home, what's the best way for her to get educated about trading?
I mean, really, there's information on share trading or on the share market on the Australian Stock Exchange websites. There's a few other different websites, but really, for me, the easiest and simple and most effective way of actually learning how to trade is to do a workshop. It is. You're not going to second cut that. I mean, I find people buy dozens of books and all they end up doing is getting themselves frustrated, lose money and waste a lot of time in an effort to try and save money. But it's better off going to somebody who actually proves they can trade. Don't go to all these marketeers who tell you how much money you're going to make in so little time and it's so easy. You really need to go and learn from an expert, the bricklayer who actually physically does the job. And I would suggest that you research your options and find out, well, who actually does trade for a living. That's who I want to go and see.
Right. And in those early stages, because again, if a woman's at home with children, she's got a lot of other commitments, what sort of time commitment do they need to give?
Really, in the early stages when you're learning, you need to be putting away roughly 2 to 5 hours a week at least.
Right.
In that sort of bracket. And most ladies can put that into their schedule in any week. I mean, even most men can, even working full time.
Mm.
You know, you just turn the TV off for one night a week and you'll be fine. So I think the ladies that are coming to us and we're helping out are really loving it because they can fit it in with the school, starting times, finishing times, because school starts at 9 and finishes at 3 and the market's open from 10 to 4. So they're fitting it in very, very well, and they're actually having much better lifestyle, and they're much happier. They've got more freedom, and they're doing very well. I think ladies make much better traders than men.
Right. Well, we might have the opportunity to see a much larger increase in women trading.
I hope that would be good.
Anyone wants further information on what we've discussed today, and any other information, how can they find it, Dale?
Anybody's welcome to give us a call in here at the office and talk to my guys, or even go onto my website, which is www.wealthwithin.com.au.
And your book?
My book. I forgot about that. For people starting out, it's not written specifically for traders, but I find a lot of traders actually do read my book. And I only had one yesterday ring me up, and he's been trading for years, and he goes, "Dale, I absolutely love your book. I've read it 3 times. I've given it to friends. It's a great education in the share market and getting started and trading and managing portfolios." So I thought that was a lovely comment.
That's a great comment. And that's obviously a good first step, and then people then move on to other education from there.
Absolutely.
Great. Well, Dale, thanks very much as always. Bye for now.
My pleasure.